Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello and welcome to your hump day. It's 6:40 in the morning and it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the National First Responders Virtual Stair Climb. We're teaming up to raise money for first responders suffering from post-traumatic stress injuries in the San Francisco First Responder Stair Climb. This year, the event's going to be virtual. Just because we can't meet and climb in person doesn't mean that we can't raise funds for first responders. Anyone can climb, step, swim, or run from anywhere. Complete the challenge from September 11th to October 11th, 2020. Go to ws.radioalice.com/sfstairclimb to find out more info. Very appropriate as we begin our news with fires everywhere.
Also, if you can't climb, step, or swim from anywhere, you can also donate at that link, which is radioalice.com/sfstairclimb.
Thank you, Bryn, which is a great way to help.
Yes, absolutely. And as you mentioned, fires are burning.
Yes, there are. So that's the deal right now. There are fires up, and many of them sparked by our lightning storm, including the one I'm pictured in front of on my Instagram. That's the Waddell fire. But there's a bunch of them from the South Bay to the North Bay. We've got a bunch of fire burning and some evacuations. In fact, a couple towns over, our friends were evacuated. And I guess Los Gatos is where everyone went for safety's sake. And so we had friends in line late at night last night. There was like a huge line for rooms and they were dealing with that in the middle of the night. So, and I think that's also the case in the North Bay. So we feel you and we're praying that there are already some structures down, but hopefully our brave men and women firefighters are able to knock these fires down in short order. Our house, by the way.
Yes.
I don't know what it's like where you are. We are covered in ash at the moment.
Oh, no, we're not like, ashy. We've
covered
been, you know,
in it.
That's, we haven't had that since, I think, 3 years ago was the last time I'm so sorry. That is, that sucks.
Well, it's, yeah. I mean
it's better than being evacuated, obviously.
Absolutely.
But it's, you know.
No, I didn't say the ash as a woe is us. I just mean it's close and it's happening, and you can, as Bryn stated yesterday near his house, the smell at first is sort of, what is that? And then you go, oh, this is overwhelming. Like, you can't be out here. You can't go for a run or a bike ride today anywhere near me, that's for sure. Unless you want to, I mean, you might as well smoke a pack of cigarettes while you do it.
Right. Outdoor activity curtailed.
Right. So there's that.
Bored in the house, and I'm in the house bored.
In a surprise move that no one saw coming, it looks like Joe Biden will represent the Democrats in this upcoming election. Yeah, it's crazy last night. I guess they decided that he will be their presidential nominee. So
wow.
It was a star-studded. I didn't watch it. I'm reading about it, but it looks like Bill Clinton spoke, Jimmy Carter, Colin Powell. Former Secretary of State to Republican President George W. Bush. Oh, that is Colin Powell. And Jill Biden also there. Not Meghan McCain. What's his wife's name? She was there as well. Jill McCain.
No, Jill
anyway.
Biden.
Oh. No. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're talking about
John McCain's wife also spoke. And so basically what I'm getting at is there are also some Republicans who have joined the party to speak on Biden's behalf. And that's Colin Powell as well. So anyway, that went down last night. So Joe Biden's going to be your guy, everyone. I don't hear any applause or yays or
okay.
Okay. All right. Mean, well,
truthfully,
sure.
It's you know.
Right. No, I got
anyone you. That isn't the one guy.
Right.
I'll take anybody.
All right. So we hit off the. That. Oh, and I should mention again. These didn't happen in the order I had planned them, but also it's still a heat wave, by the way. So
yeah,
we've got fires and we've got heat wave and.
Lucky.
Well, if you know. On the bright side, if there is one, as we were searching for one, this is a good time to be inside.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you can, sure, our firefighters right. can't, but, you know, as a pandemic goes, when you've got a heat wave and fires burning, I guess, you know, as long as you're not being evacuated, you're just stay inside and ride it out.
Yep.
So... there's that. This is the kind of rain that won't put out a fire. A chocolate factory in Switzerland had a ventilation issue on Tuesday and shot a bunch of cocoa powder into the sky, and it rained down on the city.
Oh, how delightful.
Chocolate rain, everyone.
Chocolate raindrops on roses.
Chocolate rain. Some stay dry and others feel the pain. Chocolate rain. A baby born will die before the sin. Chocolate rain.
Oh, I had no idea. We've heard that before, haven't we?
Yeah.
I did not think of the Chocolate Rain song. That's a... oh, boy. So the whole place was dusted.
He's got quite the voice on him, doesn't he?
He really does.
Yeah, he does.
It's anyway.
Good. Put that up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. People are going to need that today. You hear chocolates raining down from the sky, you know there's something going on in the world. Come on.
They say the cocoa powder that rained down on the city in Switzerland is a high quality, expensive Swiss chocolate.
Oh, only the good stuff.
They understand that not everyone wants to lick that off of everything, so they have offered to pay for the cleanup. Oh, there's the guy.
Boy, he is. A skinny young kid. It's not at all what I expected to see.
Yeah, I had an older guy in mind as well.
Older and larger.
I'll put that up in the ceremony.
Yes, please do. That is worth a second of your time there, people. Chocolate rain.
Bryn, does it say that guy's name?
Oh.
The chocolate rain guy?
Tay Zonde.
Yep, that's it. All right.
Oh, Tay Zonde. All right.
Tay Zonde.
Is he in your story?
Well, they reference it, and I was like, I don't know this. I'm not saying that. I don't know what that guy's deal is. I'm not going to say that as part of the story.
You can find Tay Zonde at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Enjoy.
So we're still
put
a little
Instagram
bit...
Instagram, too. Sorry, go ahead.
That's okay. We're still a little bit away from Girl Scout cookie season.
Oh,
but,
thank
you know.
Good. I do not need Girl Scout cookies in the house while I'm in the house board. There's no question that those are not going to make it.
The Girl Scouts have announced that next year they're going to add a new cookie flavor. They're called Toast Yays. And they look and taste like miniature pieces of French toast dipped in icing.
Oh. Well,
that sounds
I'm gonna have
really
to try
good
them.
To me. Yeah, I'd really like that, I think. Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to beat out my Samoas or even my Thin Mints, but, you know, I'll try me a Toast Yay.
The new cookie goes on sale early next year, but they are just trying to get you all frothy for it by announcing it early.
It's working.
Getting you ready for your Girl Scout cookie order time.
Is your daughter going to be a Girl Scout?
I don't know. I don't know what's going to be. I would absolutely say yes, except that we're... stuck in the house, and I don't know.
That's
I feel
true,
like
right.
when this is over, she's gonna want to do anything but stay in the house, and that's cool with me. Like, I look forward to her being able to go and hang with friends and do whatever, including be a Girl Scout. Fine by me.
What do they still have the brownies? I was a brownie.
I don't know. You were a brownie.
I was a brownie.
I'm I never was a club guy. I was in Indian Guides for a minute and just was over it. Like,
my mom was just trying to get me out of the house. She had two little kids. I'm sure she was just like, let's get rid of this one. Go to Brownies.
So I don't know if Brownies are still around, but either way, I don't think that anything bad comes of these little...
No. I remember enjoying it. I did take a pine cone, paint it with peanut butter, and roll it in bird seed and hang it in the yard. I mean, that was, you know, that was a good project.
That's something.
The birds loved it.
This is bad news. If you've ever had car trouble at a bad time, this is a story where you can sort of go there in your head. 28-year-old man and 27-year-old woman in St. Louis got a flat tire on Saturday night at 11:15 p.m. So it's Saturday night, almost the middle of the night, and now they're pulled over with a flat. A stranger walked up and offered to change the tire for them. And of course, they said, sure, we'd rather you get dirty than us, right?
So it's a stranger offering to do a good deed. All right.
When the tire was done, he said, give me some money. The man pulled out his wallet to do that. And that's when the other man, the tire fixer, pulled out his gun and said, I'm going to want all that. I'm going to take all your money. And I'd also like your cell phones as well. And then he left. And as, you know, muggings go, at least they were able to drive away.
You're not wrong. The guy could have just walked up and said, give me your money. I got to go.
That guys think these things through, it's very possible that he put something in the road that gave them the flat. I don't know for sure, but it seems like weird that he just happened upon a car with a flat tire.
Yeah, there's a lot here because, maybe he just loves changing tires and that's part of his thing. I'll be interested if there's ever, if we start to get more reports out of the St. Louis area about flat tire robberies. Imagine if they had said, no, thanks, we got this. Would he have just driven on? Or did he feel like, so he would have robbed them?
I believe he's in the middle of nowhere with a gun and he needs money. I think he's robbing them either way.
Yeah. So at least they can say, we got our tire changed out of it.
That's, to me, they get to drive away.
It's a fishy story.
Off the side of the road. That's really where you don't want to be sitting. I mean, now you don't have anything to be stolen. So at least there's that. But I want out of here. That's being on the side of the road is not good. I can't think of, there's no time when you're like,
I wasn't going to do, I wasn't going anywhere. I wasn't going to do anything anyway.
I was just out
for drive.
Oh,
right.
And I drove enough jalopies through the years that I was absolutely the side of the road guy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what kids get. Jalopy. They get the cars. The last owner of a car is generally a teenager.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Sure,
I was the last guy that drove my Datsun.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you guys. Feel free to text us and let us know what's going on. Brownies are the Girl Scouts, but it's first through fourth grades. Those are baby Girl Scouts or young.
I was just a baby Girl Scout.
Not babies, young girls.
I like baby. I was a baby brownie. I liked being a brownie. I liked my little uniform. It was great. I get to walk to the lady's house by myself, you know. I think I was probably six. I found my cat dead on the side of the road walking back, though. That sucked.
What?
I just remembered that.
That story took a turn.
Yeah, what the hell? What?
Well, our cat had been gone for a couple days. And I was like, where's our cat? And we didn't know. And I just remember I found it. I saw it had been hit by a car. Oh, Jesus. Okay, Brownies.
So you're walking down the street after Brownies, uniform, or do you not wear meeting?
I'm in my little brownie dress.
Okay.
And I'm walking home.
And there's Buttercup run down on the side of the road.
Yeah, it was my first pet, so I don't want to say its name because, you know, security. had an effed up name. You know what a 2-year old would name a cat. So, but the cat had gotten hit. I had forgotten all about that. I can totally picture it right now too. It was hideous. You know, I was too young to see that kind of crap. Your own little kitty cat. Like, oh no.
Yeah,
that sucks.
That's awful. I'm really sorry for that.
Thanks, Vin. Thank you.
So did you
little brownie
pick him up?
Home or? No. Oh. It was in the, because I used to come in, who cares? I told my mom and I don't know what she did. Probably nothing. You know, what are you going to do? Go scrape the cat up. It's not going to happen. So the cat was.
Give you direction, a different way to walk for at least a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Take the other way to the
don't
brownie
worry,
meetings.
It melts into the road. Don't worry about it, honey. You won't even be able to see it in a couple weeks. Just look away. Look away. I'll drive you over there. It's fine.
Oh, geez. That is really, really awful.
Yeah.
Anyway, our text number, 800-400-3697. In regards to the lightning fires, you can see ash starting to fall. I'm working in Oakland, and my car had bits of ash on it, and you can see it floating down. Yeah, my house, we just looked in the backyard, and it's covered. So there's no doubt that this is...
It's happening.
Big. These fires are BS. I almost was about to lose my you-know-what because I'm like, oh, these aren't real too? Really?
That's not what they're saying. Oh, this is a hoax too?
No. I just had an overreaction in my head for a second. Sorry. These fires are BS. I'm in Fairfield, and we have fires coming from both Vacaville and Napa sides. It's scary. Yeah. Yes. Yep.
Yeah. That's it's not good news, and it's... It just feels so early for it to be happening.
We live in South San Jose by where Vinny used to live, and the smell of fire for sure, and ash is all over our cars. Yeah, that's a lot of people reporting from all over the Bay Area that the ash is now
thick.
Yeah, it's covering. It's raining ash. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with the Billboard Hot 100 and we'll go from there. Stories about practically naked writhing women, Vinny.
Oh, yes. Nice.
For you, darling.
Thank you.
After these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.